that this time of year particularly, a lot of his preparation comes out exactly coincides with Hanukkah. Either before, it's always after. So we have an opportunity really to discuss maybe some interesting issues regarding Hanukkah. And of course, very, very popular mitzvah. Mitzvah Hadokes Ner Hanukkah. So it's good to take a look, just a few lines. The Shulchan Aruch starts. It's in Metof Reshayin Gimel Sifalot. It says the following. Gemara says that kol hashmanim v'psilo is kerim in their Hanukkah. Basically, all types of oils, all types of wicks, are kosher for the Hanukkah. V'av v'shein hashmanim nimshochim akar v'psilo ve'ein v'oyer nitle yofe v'oysim v'psilo. Even though they are not very efficient oils, says the Shulchan Aruch. Some oils have a better tendency of being nimshach akar v'psilo, and then there are some oils which basically do not burn as well, and also some of them do not burn as clearly as other oils, and they are not nimshach after the psil as well. The lashon is the ein ho'oy nitle yofe v'oysen ha'psilus. Nevertheless, you're yaitzen. These are kosher. You're able to use these nevels. You're able to use these shemanim. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is trying to tell us that this is different than havokas ner shabbos. We gather havokas ner shabbos. We are familiar, we say, B'meh Madlikim, B'meh Madlikim.
Osir to be Madlik Neri Shabbos with inferior oils. With Shemanim and Psila that are inferior, it is also to be Madlik because there is a Cheshash of Shemayata. This being that these oils are not that efficient, so B'meshach Hazman, many times, the orb becomes sort of like dimmed, because of the inefficiency of the quality of either the psilos sometimes, and sometimes the lack of quality in the oil. Which Chazal Merchoshi, that a person will come to be Shemayate, which will dip the wick deeper into the oil and so on, which as a result will be, he'll be Yoyre Meloch of Havorah. So on Shabbos, clearly the Chachamim outlawed these types of psilos Yishmanim. Come to Shulchan Aruch and tells us, by Chanukah, we have no problem. The Hanukkah, when it's permitted to use those oils, what about the cheshash that maybe, being that they're inefficient, that they might extinguish? Why aren't we concerned about that? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us you're not worried about that. You know why? Because we patskel aloche kovsa ein zokiklo. Kovsa ein zokiklo means that even betoich hashir, avalik etchilu, we know that you have to put in enough oil into the lamp. It should be able to burn at least a half an hour. But if meiz etam shiyah, it extinguished. Meikra din, one does not have to relight it, even though it didn't burn the shear. As long as you did a maisa hadloke on a shear. So mele, we say, kovso, if it extinguished, ein zokaklo, which is a machlekes in the Gemara, but laloka we paskim, that as long as you did a proper maisa hadloke, by the way, if someone lights a ner Hanukkah in a place where it is windy, and it's almost certain, right, it's almost certain that it's going to be extinguished, or takenat yoytze. Kovsa in Zokla means that basically there was a reasonable chance that it can go, can burn the half an hour. So if something happened out of the ordinary, which in fact it didn't, it extinguished, you're yoytze. Kovsa in Zokla, but you're not allowed to ketchile to be madlik in front of a window which is open and so on and so forth. Bifnei Haruach clearly is pointed out in the poskim. But apparently that these psilis vishmanim that are inefficient doesn't mean that it's a definite it's going to extinguish. They're very sharp, they are going to burn the full half hour and so on. But even on the tzad, being that they're inefficient, there's more chance that they may not. There's still a chance that they may not. Now, without to be concerned, Kov Sein Zokiklo, the Shulchan Aruch clearly tells us that since you are madlik, the vibat you are madlik, you have a zeichel anes, so says the Mishabura, as long as you did the maisa adloke, as long as you did the maisa adloke, you have the zeichel anes, with the actual maisa adloke, so if some reason it'll become extinguished, Ein Zokiklo. Therefore, you can use all of these inferior shemanim as well. Come to Ramon, says Ramon, and comments on the Mechaber. So the Mechaber told us you can use all types of oils, all types of wicks. Says the Ramon, Umiyu. However, Shemen Zayis Mitzvah and Amufcha. Although Avada and Avada is kosher, you can use all types of oil. But nevertheless, Shemen Zayis is Mitzvah and Amufcha. Vimein Shemen Zayis Motsui. But if for some reason you don't have Shemen Zayis, says the Ramon, Lemaisi says, Mitzvah at least you should take Hashmanim she'oiron zach v'noki. At least take other oils that burn purely, that burn clearly. That would be the mitzvah namuvcher, to take oils that burn the best possible. But Shemazai is the mitzvah namuvcher. And then the Ramah goes on to say further, you know something? Even if you don't have oil altogether, candles. Says the Ramah, V'noyahagim b'medinas elu, we are noyag in our medinas, says the Ramah, lahadlik b'ner shel shavim. Hear this? The Ramah says, in our medinas, customary, the Ramah was in Poland, was in Krakow, says in our medinas, he says, it was customary, lahadlik b'ner shel shavim. Why? Ki oiron tzolul k'may shemen. Because the quality of the light from an Ner Shel Shava is just as solul, is just as clear as Shel Shemen. The Melech says, Ramah Atkan Shoinoi. So you know what? Shemen Zayis Taki Mitzvah Namufcher, but if it's not so easy to come by, Ramah says, Akapon Menahu Medinois, you also use Ner Shel Shava. Come to Mishnah Berurah and says, that Umikol Mokoim, he says, Sof Kol Sof, even though the Ramah Taki says that what? That Nereshel Shaiva burneth clearly k'may shemen, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mekol Mokoy Mitzvah b'shel shemen tefei min Nereshel Shaiva. Nevertheless, it is more mitzvah to use shemen. Why? Da'idei ha-shemen nasa hanes. So Mitzarecha, the Ramah says, because apparently it wasn't that easy. You know, regarding shemen, so he says Nereshel Shaiva l'maisa burn just as clearly as shemen, and as a matter of fact, he says it's fine. But the Mishnah Berurah says, but if you really have a choice if in front of you, Nereshel Shaiva to use, or you might use Shemen Zayis, or Shemen, even any Shemen. So nevertheless, Shemen is more mitzvah menamufcher. So mitzvah menamufcher clearly says the Mishnah Berurah, it's mitzvah tvei. There's more mitzvah to use, to be mekayim the mitzvah lokis nachanike by using Shemen rather than using Neres. So interesting Shaila came up a number of years ago, you know, every year, you know, you go to the supermarket and you always find that there's always some new inventions of all different types of things, always to make it easier, you know. Halokas Nechanik, and you have competing mamish companies, this type of a glass with this type of a glass, this type. Veshidin Azachim, everybody comes up with a different idea. And Mamela, some try one each and every year, and then they throw it away, then they go back to the old one, say the first one was better, and so on and so forth. Because you have all different types of new ideas of how to make it easier. Agav, in Sifra Chasidis, it points out that the hachona to Neres Chanukah is also a very big thing. In other words, the easy way is not the best way to be mekayim a mitzvah. Especially if anybody was bad luck in Chanukah by the Admoir Moshe of Bob, it was a special thing they used to take, you know, the cotton, they used to roll the wicks themselves. That was also part of the hachona, to make their own psilos. To make their own psilos, actually, to do. Now we've done away with many, we always try to get rid of all the hachonas. No, just jump it right away and test it and just light it immediately. That's the way. Instantaneous. Everything is instant. Instant chuvas, instant coffee, everything is instant. This is the way it works. Even chuvas are written today. Very bekitzer, you know, without all of the birurim. Just look at the shayla chuva immediately. Maybe some marmakoymas in the bottom, which you don't have to look at, you know, only if you want to. It's a magnifying glass, but this is the way it works. So the shayla came up, you know, years ago. You have these floating wicks. You put take the wick and you put it into that little round silver piece of cork, and it floats. But you know something, how they've constructed it is that the wick is basically covered with wax. It's covered with wax. It's put into that little round receptacle, little hole in there, you put it in, and it floats on oil. So ultimately, it's going to burn by oil, but it means that the initial hadlokah, the first hadlokah, is going to be on the wax surrounding the wick. Avada, the duration, the hemshech of the hadlokah is going to be shemen, because that's ultimately the fuel for a half an hour. But the initial hadlokah, because being that the wick is covered with wax, it was made pashut, it should be pashut chap very quicker and easier. But the point is, when you're doing the actual ma'aseh hadlokah right at the beginning, you're doing it on a wick which is surrounded with wax, and the shaila came up, am I losing the hider of being madlik with shemen? Being that the Mishnah Berurah told us again, mitzvah b'shel shemen tfei minera shel shava, b'shel de shemen asa hanes, so l'chay, when you do the ma'aseh hadlokah, the actual ma'aseh hadlokah, you're still doing it on shiva, you're doing it on wax, which avada, after the wax is going to melt, ultimately it's going to draw from the oil, but that comes later. But b'shel you do the initial ma'aseh hadlokah, the first ma'aseh hadlokah, you're doing it around wax. So in the shalos yichuvos l'hoyres nosen from nosen kishtepner in Bnei Brak, in Chelik Vav Simle Memhei, he was asked the Shaila, being he says that the Regoyim Harishayim, in the first moments, in the very first moments, he says, Doileke Soesh Mikoyach HaShayvo, Veloy Mikoyach HaShemen, and he says, even though Mikra Adin, he says, I believe there's no Cheshash whatsoever. Why? Because the emes is, because since The hemshech of the hadloka is, of course, with oil. And the hemshech hadloka is misyaches to the first maise. In other words, that which continues to burn is not something that happened by itself. The whole hemshech hadloka is all from the first maise hadloka. So in essence, my maise hadloka is really nimshach, without going to the mukayos of Masechet Bava Kama. But on koponim, so even though the hemshech hadloka is misyaches to the maise hadloka, but nevertheless, he says, al pisvara, the tchilas hadloka, sof kol sof, seems to be the ikra mitzvah, not the hemshech hadloka. So the tchilas hadloka is the ikra mitzvah, and if the tchilas hadloka is on what? Is on shaivas, on wax, maybe, he says, it's not such a good idea. So he tain is there that min anochoin, so he gives you an etzah. So he says, I want you to throw, doesn't want the company to do out of business either. So what do? So he says, terem shemadlikim, you know what you do? He says, you can outsmart them. He says, you take that little wick, it's around with wax, dip it into oil, and then put it through the cork. So mamela, so when you're lighting, you're not just lighting a wick that's surrounded with wax, but it's been nitval b'shemen. You dipped it into oil. So mamela says, you have all the milas in the world, he says there. So you can dip it into oil. So kill it, so you have lamais at the same time, you have the adloka on shemen as well. This is what he points out. By the kach, he says, shuv, he says, ein kan shum pikpuk. So then we have no problem whatsoever. There is a kuntres that was called Yimei Chanukah, and at the end they have psokim from Shlomo Zalman. Then, of course, then they take all the psokim from Shlomo Zalman, they put into a different sefer. There's so many different called Halicha Shloim, with all the different names. Zakoponim, but it starts out with Kuntaresim and different things. Then they gather, they collect all the various psokim, then they put it in their Kaveya section, a Chanukah section. Akoponim, in the psokim of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Norbach was asked about the Shah. It's called Psil Tzaf, by the way, Moshe Kredi, if you want to know. Psil Tzaf, which means the wick that floats, the floating wick. Psil Tzaf. So what's the inyan about this Psil Tzaf? So Shlomo Zalman writes, and he says, listen, he says, I don't think it's a problem whatsoever. Even though the fact is it's surrounded with wax, right? So l'chayr, the initial hadlokah is over wax, and you want it to be in shemen. Shlomo Zalman says, the truth is, that little wax, that little film of wax that's around it, he says, doesn't really burn. It melts kemat immediately. It melts immediately. The shaiva melts instantaneously. And Mamela, really, it's through the shaman. That's what Shem Mazal Matayna. So besides that, you don't have to start dipping, you don't have to do anything. This is his opinion. No. Okay. So, again, going back to the Ramah. So the Ramah told us that Avada and Avada, he says, that it's okay. It's okay. It's not the first Madrega, but it's okay to use Nereshil Shaiva. And interesting comes the Mishabura further now. Now, this time in the Sharet Zion, in the bottom, the Mishabura says in Sifkot and Dalet, said Mishabura like this, V'hine das Maharal Miprag, B'sifra. He says, the opinion of the Maharal Miprag in his Sefer Ner Mitzvah, he says, Shloila Hadlik Klal B'ner Shaiva V'chelef. Shita Samaral is a complete extreme shita that you're not even yotze b'chlal by using candles. You're only yotze by using shemen. And Maral goes on to say, because the nes was made in shemen, aval ein, says the Mishabura, noihagen kavose, atkan mishoine. He says, this points out, this is the end of the Sharet Zion, so we don't pass like that. But it's interesting, the Shittas HaMaral is that bechlal, you cannot even be yoitze. So we, aloche, again, don't pass like the Maral. In other words, the Ramah clearly pointed out, as a matter of fact, he said, b'medina seilu, says the Ramah, goes as far to say, that we do use neiros shel shaiva. And the Mishabura said, okay, fine, you use it, but shemen avada is more mitzvah min amufcher, mitzvah tvei. But the shita Maral is that bechlal, you're not yoitze with neiros. And in that, once we brought up, and we'd like to really point out here, the following situation, which basically arises with the principles that advanced so far. And that is that one of the Gedoyla Poiskim, the Shalos Yitshuvos, Shavus Yaakov. The Shavus Yaakov was Rabbi Yankov Reischer, who basically was a great, great Poisik, a Ben Doiroi of the time of Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz in the 1700s, the first half of the 1700s, Ve'ikar, Rabbi Yankov Emden. He was a Rav in Metz, in France. He was also in Prague. As a matter of fact, the Rabbonis in Metz was taken over also by the Pnei Yeshua. And at the same time, Rabbi Yankov Reischer also is the Mechaber of the Chok Yaakov on Hilchas Pesach. If you learn Mishabura on Hilchas Pesach, you will see that the Mishabura quotes very, very frequently various halachas. This is considered a primary source of halacha on Hilchos Pesach is the Chok Yaakov, which again is Rabbi Yankov Reischer. By the way, he's the Machaber. If you ever learn Ein Yaakov, there's in the bottom, there's a pirish called Iyun Yaakov. The pirish Iyun Yaakov again is from Rabbi Yankov Reischer. And Agaburchi, he writes in his Agdoma, he said, what motivated him to write a parish? He said, tremendous bal halacha. He said, why did I write a parish? He says, on Agadate. He says, that's not his main, he says, the idea, he says, of doing that, he says, because he was afflicted. He said, he was afflicted with problems with his eyesight. He was afflicted with problems with his eyesight. And of course, he tried all types of refuahs, and he made sort of like a pledge to Rabban Shalom, like a deal, he said. Rabban Shalom says, if you give me a refuah shalem in my eyes, I'll write a parish on the Ein Yaakov. And his name is Yaakov also. His name was Yaakov, Rabbi Yankov. It's called Rabbi Yankov Reischer because it's Ravin Reischer in Poland. Rabban Levin, by the way, who's the grandfather of Nat Lewin, is also very Adam Godel Moed, was also Ravin Reischer. And Rabbi Yankov Reischer, he was known by the name of that city, even though he had a Rabbonis in many, many different places. So the Chok Yankov in Hilchos Nidid is this pirish which is printed in the large editions of the Yerideya, is called Toiris HaShlomim. It's also from him. So a major, major poisek. So in the Shalosh Shavuos Yaakov, he raises the following question. In Siman Lamed Zayin, the Shaila was, he says, Echad Shedarkoi Lahadlik Ner Chaniki, he said, B'Shem Ezayis. Regarding a person whose custom is he always lights Ner Chaniki with Shem Ezayis, he says, Umadlik B'chol Pam, this is the way he does it in the proper time. Turns out that this particular year, Shabbat Lahadlik, he says, Loimotze Shem Ezayis Bebesoi. Couldn't find any Shem Ezayis. Tries to look for it, can't find it. So what does he do with his chil? He says, "Lahochin atzmoi imneir shel shayva, v'tochav oyson b'mokum haroyu lehem." So what does he do? Listen, you have no. So he takes neir shel shayva. So he takes candles, wax candles, and he puts them into the menorah, sticks them into the menorah neir shel shayva, and you can imagine that he's ready to light. U'betoich kach shirotz lehadlik hevi lo Shem Ezayis. In other words, you can imagine here, you have the father sitting with Bnei Bayis. He was looking for oil. Nobody knows where the oil is. I guess maybe it was all used up in cooking or something, whatever it was. And he takes, as a result, substitutes the Shem Ezayis and takes Ner Shel Shava. He's ready to light. And the child runs in. We found oil. What do you do? Do you now switch and take out the Ner Shel Shava? And B'toich Kach replace it with Shem Ezayis? Or maybe it's a bezoyin to the mitzvah. You already took the nerishal shava. You already positioned them. You already made the hachona. You prepared them for lighting be mekan the mitzvah. Am I allowed to be mevazeh? Or is this called bezoyin mitzvah? Am I allowed not to switch? After all, it's a milah to you, Shem Ezayis. That's a chra milah. And I have now Shem Ezayis. But tzadasheni, I already have prepared the nerishal shava in position. Am I allowed to switch? Should I switch? Says the Biankev Reishin Shavuos Yaakov. Question is Yisalik Yodoy Min Anere Shel Shava V'Yadlik B'Shem Ezayis Shul Mitzvah Min Amuvcher. Should he that do? Should he substitute? Switch back? Or Dilmer Maybe Neima Hoyel V'Itche Itche V'Kim Yishkvar Hischel Lo Yafsik Hoyel V'Itche Itche. He already placed the Ner Shel Shava in the menorah. He's ready to light. These were already designated for lighting. Shem Ezayis is now not here anymore. It's out of the question. And we should be lighting with Ner Shel Shava. And he goes on, what about Mitzvah Namuvcher? What about that Cheshun? He says, Mitzvah Namuvcher is a very nice thing, he says. Like, what's the price you're going to pay for Mitzvah Namuvcher? Many people look for Mitzvah Namuvcher and they're over Amal and Pnei Chaver Barabim, so many things, they want to do a Mitzvah Namuvcher. Mitzvah Namuvcher does not allow bizyonis to anybody else because you want to do a Mitzvah Namuvcher. You want to do a Mitzvah Namuvcher. So he says, "Mishum mitzvah min amuvcha ein levazo is mitzvah rishayne shekva hischelbo." Mitzvah amuvcha is a gewaldig thing, but on the one hand, mitzvah min amuvcha and being bevazo another mitzvah, that's not mitzvah min amuvcha in the bigger picture. That's not mitzvah min amuvcha anyway. So maybe we should not do that. So what does a yid do? Paskin the Shavuos Yaakov, and he says as follows. And he says, "You might want to bring a raya." He says from a halacha. He says, actually, interesting thing. Not a contemporary exactly, but there's two Yaakovs, you know, two major poskim, as we're saying. One is the Shalos Teshuvos Shavuos Yaakov. Another one is called Shalos Teshuvos Beis Yaakov. It's Shavuos Yaakov, not to be confused. Sefer Beis Yaakov, by the way, not too much is known about him, other than the Chido in his Sefer Shem Agdoilim, writes under the entry of Beis Yaakov, Sefer Beis Yaakov, he says that he was, says the Chido, Bizman HaShach. So going back earlier. He was a Bendoyer of the Shach. So you're talking about heavyweight poskim here. Shal Tshuva is Beis Yaakov. So says Shuv Matzosi, says the Shvus Yaakov, I found in the Tshuva's Beis Yaakov, that actually raised a similar shaila. And the Beis Yaakov Paskin says, I have a raya. He says, I have a raya from halacha of chalitza. By chalitza, we know there's halacha. We might remember that although the mitzvah of Yibum by surviving brothers, many surviving brothers, the din is the ketchila, this mitzvah begot. The ketchila mitzvah is on the older brother to do chalitza. But you might remember where the Gemara tells us that what happens if he's out of town, the godel's not around, or maybe he's in Medina Sayom. So what do you do? So then the cotton is chalitz. So the younger brother is chalitz. Says the Beis Yaakov, he says, the halacha is, heched ein ha-godel roitz alachlois. Let's say the godel doesn't want to. He's not here. He doesn't want to. So what do you do? So Bezin says, okay, he's not here. So everybody comes down to the Bezin. The Yavama comes to the Bezin. The younger brother, next in line, whoever it is, comes to Bezin. And Bezin already is sitting down. And the lights are on, air condition also, Mr. Ahmed. And in the middle, now you're sitting. Bezin is ready now to start. The Seder HaChalitza. Right in the middle, the older brother comes in. I want to do the mitzvah. But everybody's already sitting here. The younger brother is ready. The Yavama was ready. Do we now say to the cotton, all right, you're free, go. You come, let the godel come. Or do we say no? That being that the cotton already is here, we already started the procedure of chalitza. Bezin was already yeshiva's bezin. It was already yeshiva's bezin, ready to start chalitza. And really, we are mevater on the mila of godel. Says the Beis Yaakov, that the din is that if be'emtze shehischa l'sadra chalitza min ha-cotton, bo ha-godel, v'roitza l'achlois, the din is that ein mafsikin v'choltzin min ha-cotton, that we are not mafsik, and we continue the chalitza with the cotton. So Mamela says the Shvus Yaakov, so l'choyre, this would be a raya, he says to our shaila. Because in the same way that the Beis Yaakov paskins, that although we know and everybody knows that it's l'ketchila mitzvah begodl, but nevertheless, if you already start the Seder chalitza with the cotton, even though it's a bigger mila to use the godl, but we don't reverse the Seder anymore. Once you started, even in a lower Seder, this is the way we continue. We're mamshik. We're not mafsik. So Mel de Zelbazach, in the case of Ner Chanukah, we started with Ner Shel Shaiva. Yeah, all of a sudden you come across Shem Isaias, we're not mafsik. Even though it's a bigger mila, just like by chalitza, we're not mafsik to use the godel, which that should be the ikar mitzvah, to use the godel. We're not mafsik. We started already with the cotton. Here too, we started with Ner Shel Shaiva. So Mela, you continue with Ner Shel Shaiva, and you're going to light with Ner Shel Shaiva, says the Shvus Yaakov, and we're going to forget about the Shem Isaias for now. One of the great contemporaries of the Shvus Yaakov was the Chacham Tzvi, as we mentioned, the same door, the father of Yaakov Emden. And the Chacham Tzvi, interestingly enough, which it appears that from his lashon that the Sefer Shvus Yaakov was just printed, just right then, he says, Sefer Nitfas Mechodosh, which is the Shvus Yaakov. You go to a storm store and you have, there's a new Sefer on the market. New Sefer, Shvus Yaakov. Well, interesting, just want to quote you, Jim, because there's another nekuda that we're going to look at. So I'm going to quote you the lashon of the Chacham Tzvi in the Shaila. I'm not going to point out what the nekuda is now, but we're going to see what's going to come out of this. Chacham Tzvi in his Tshuva Sima Mem Hei, as we're going to see, is choylik vehemently, if there's a stronger lashon to use, against the Shvus Yaakov. He says clearly, he says, Shvus Yaakov is wrong, he says, and the rayas, he says, are no rayas, and the chamtzi taina is, I have rayas, the din is not like that. I have rayas, the halacha is not like that. But in fact, he should switch. He should switch. That is, yeah. You put the Ner Shel Shaiva into the menorah, you know what? Take him out. If you have another menorah, take another menorah. Take him out and refill it with Shem Isaias. After all, you've not mekayim the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah is not done. The mitzvah is not over. So Mamela, we're not concerned about removing the Ner Shel Shaiva. That's what you got to do. You got to do what you have to do. Tainis the Chacham Tzvi. And he says as follows. The Shaila was, Kedas Malasa is b'madbik Ner Shel Shaiva b'koisel. Someone already prepared the Ner Shel Shaiva. Interesting example. Sticking him onto the wall. taking them onto the wall, they lahadlik al mitzvahs ner Chanukah. Uboi shuasik bekach heviu l'shem ezayis. Question was, im yimshach yodo min aneir shel shayva, should he therefore stop from using ner shel shayva v'yadlik b'shem ezayis u'mitzvah namuvcher? Oiloi, lefi shero isa, he writes this in the shayla, the Chacham Tzvi, to the shoyl, the one who's asking the question. Lefi shero isa, b'sefer nitfas mechodosh nikra shvus Yaakov. The reason you're asking me the question, if I agree with that psak, that's printed in the Sefer Shvus Yaakov, sheposak sheyadlik b'nera shel shava, maharayis haksuvishon. So Melo, the shoyl after Chacham Tzvi, yamadeinu rabbeinu, how should I be noyik? Or how should we be noyik? We follow the psak of the Shvus Yaakov, that we do not switch, but we mamshich to continue with the nera shel shava, or maybe no. Just in time, we found the Shem Ezayis, we removed the nera shel shava, and we light the Shem Ezayis. Chansi's lashon is as follows. Loi tzodak b'psak zeh. He's not right. Pinyan v'chachamzi. He's not right, he says, in this psak. Ki harayis shehevi einon machriyois datoi usfros ezois. Because the rayis that he's trying to bring, he says, is not machriya. And the chachamzi says, I'm going to bring you different rayis. Raya number one, he brings, and that's something that we'll be quite familiar with. And that is, he said, there's a halachim ufereshes in Shulchan Aruch. Again, very familiar. And in the Ramah, it's Simitov Chovov, Sibbeis. It's Mitzvah Namifchor. And by the way, this is the way Klal Yisrael has it. We're Mekadosh de Levon on Motzei Shabbos. That's what they're Klal. We wait for Kiddush Levon on Motzei Shabbos. Unless the time is late. Which means it's so far into the Chodesh where it's dangerous of losing this man. It may be raining, waiting for Motzei Shabbos. Or many times in the winter time, there's also, by the way, in certain Mekayimahs were Menhagim that in the winter time, Bechlal, they didn't wait for Motzei Shabbos. Because in the wintertime, you never know. Weather is always. You have to be choshish for inclement weather. So therefore, they didn't want to put themselves into a situation, pigeonhole themselves, waiting for it. Now it's the first opportunity, Allah, you're allowed to be Mekash Levon, Mekash Levon. You're in the week. You're allowed to be Mekash Levon, you're in the week. No shayla. It's Mitzvah Namuvcher. Mitzvah Namuvcher to wait the Motzei Shabbos. And the Levush says, what's the reason? The Levush says, what's the reason? By the way, the Levush was, again, was contemporary of the Maral. The Maral of Prague, this is in the 1500s, says the Levush, the kivim the kiddush levona choshev ki kabbalas pnei yeshchina. Agav, it's a moedig gezach. You realize what kiddush levona is. Baruch Hashem, people are careful about it, but if you realize what it means, the Gemara says that being mechad, it's not just a mitzvah. Mitzvah is a mitzvah. It's a gavaldig thing. But the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin, being mechadish the levona is a bechina, being mekabel pnei yeshchina. Mamish. It's the being mekabel pnei yeshchina. And Memela, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, dav men beis. So says the Levush that being that kiddush levona is like kabbalas pnei yeshchina. How is a person makabel pnei shechina? If a person has an audience with a melech, first of all, you're wearing begodim uchubodim, you wear respectable clothes, you make sure that you're in an upbeat mood, not in a sour mood, you're presenting yourself, your face has to look appropriate when you're going to be makabel pnei melech. The melech says the levush, being that kiddush levon is like being makabel pnei shechina, lochein royu lekachim on Shabbos, and he says the following lashon, kishu mevusam, after Shabbos, usually a person is uplifted. It's a matzvah shel simcha, hargosh of simcha, ubegod of noim derech kavod ubesimcha aslev. So that's the hitter. It's not makif. That's the hitter. Interesting thing. Comes the Trumas Hadesh in Simen Lamed Hay, and he says, because this inyan, mitzad sheni, you can ask me a shaila, and this is really an old shaila in the poskim. Rabbi Yisai, which is more important? We know there's a gevaldige inyan when you do mitzvahs. We do mitzvahs. There's a gewaldige inyan of zrizn magdim le mitzvahs. It means you don't delay. Mitzvah habol yodcha. You don't wait. The mitzvah should become stale, so to speak. Should become chomzdik. You do the mitzvah the first opportunity. V'yashkim avron baboiker. V'yashkim avron the gemara darshan sechtes psachim alameid. Zrizn magdim le mitzvahs. But that cloud, by the way, brisen, we try to do early in the morning. We don't do brisen in the afternoon. Brisen. Pinyan ben is a different reason why it's done. Because the child of the shoyis, they get this manan of lamed shleimim and so on and so forth, depending on how the cheshim goes. So to be sure, depending on when the baby born, sometimes you're able to do it really early. You don't have to wait till the afternoon. But as a klal, people not into cheshboinis, make cheshboinis, and to be sure that you have the right time. So if they're a klal, so it's been instituted, that this is the way Minig Yisrael has it, that you make pinyan abens, unless on a Friday, Erev Shabbos, you can't make sudis after chatzois. So if there's manim shtim with the baby's birth, so you can make it, you make it before chatzois. But otherwise, the klal is general klal. Always, rizm adim l'mitzvahs. You have to be a Zaris. This is my deal in the mitzvahs. By the way, in But some Sofer was a Moel himself also. Some Sofer was a Moel. And Reb Shimon Sofer, the son of Chassam Sofer, writes that when Chassam Sofer was a Rav in Mattesdorf, that was before Pressburg, that on the day that there was a bris, they were magdim to dam shachris a little bit earlier. Why? Not much earlier. To show his reason magdim l'mitzvahs. Because being there's a bris today, and Mamela, the idea is to do it as early as possible. So symbolically, they dam shachris a little bit earlier. To show the inyan, we do a mitzvah, right, with the greatest reasons possible, to show the cheshivas of a mitzvah. So I may ask you a question. What happens if you have a conflict? If I do the mitzvah right now, I gain the mile of his reason magdim l'mitzvahs. But if I wait, maybe a few hours or a few days even, a mitzvah, which you can do if you have that, I'm going to be able to do it mitzvah and I'm ufchadik. I'll be able to do it better, higher quality, which is more important. The reason magdim l'mitzvahs, lesser quality, do it now. Shall I be hidder that much? Or maybe is mitzvah and I'm ufchadik more important? Wait to do it later, to gain the mile of hidur, of mitzvah and amufcher, which outweighs the other. Both are miles in a mitzvah. Zrizn is a mile in a mitzvah, mitzvah and amufcher is a mile, which outweighs the other. Should I do the mitzvah now to gain the mile of zrizn, even though it will not be that much behidur? Or should I do it later and be mevater on zrizn magdimin to gain what? To gain mitzvah and amufcher. The truth, and by the way, it's a big machloikis. The truth is Radbaz, and we point out, there's also Chacham Tzvi, which we're talking about here. And the Truma Zadeshin says, L'chayre, here you see by Kiddush Levona, that Mitzad Zerizim Ba'adim L'mitzvah should make it middle of the week. Why waiting for Matzah Shabbos? The opportunity to be Mekayim Kiddush Levona right now, so Zerizim Ba'adim L'mitzvah should be Mekayim to do the mitzvah the first night that you can do it. Yet, we don't do it right away. We wait until Matzah Shabbos. Why do we wait until Matzah Shabbos? Shulchan Aruch says that. Ramah says, why? To gain mitzvah and amufer. Because there's a maila. There's a maila being mekabel p'nei hashchina to do it kishu mevusam, when he's b'simchas aleiv, begodim noyim derakovitz. That's mitzvah and amufer. So comes the Truma Sadesh and he says, that even though, he says, the klal is, you don't delay a mitzvah for mitzvah and amufer, where there's chashash by delaying, you may lose the mitzvah altogether. That's when we don't delay. He says, "Abemokem shein lachshoish shetafsed a mitzvah al day hashahio." But where there's no chashash that you're going to lose the mitzvah by waiting, "Oz yesh la hashoyis es a mitzvah kedei la asoyso yosef min amuvcher." So, bekitzer paskins the Trumas Hadeshim. It is no chashash of havoras man that you're going to lose the mitzvah by waiting, and by waiting you're going to gain mitzvah min amuvcher. You wait, mitzvah min amuvcher, and we see at least by Kiddush Levonim we see that. This minhag has it that way, that we wait until Motzei Shabbos to gain mitzvah min amufcher. So Amela, Tain is the Chacham Tzvi like this. He says this. In Mesachta Zevochim, he says, the Gemara tells Daf Tzadik Aleph, any mitzvah that's higia zemanoi, once the zeman arrives, the Gemara used a loshin, it's kilu shochet lefanecha, as if you have it in front of you. When the zemana mitzvah is here, it's kilu, you have it in front of you. In other words, the Chacham Tzvi says, if there is a levana during the week, so the mitzvah is here in front of you. And yet, we overlook that mitzvah. We are mavrim in our mitzvah. Now, it's the levana you don't take and put it in front of your table to do it. You don't. The levana, wherever it is in Shemayim, higi azman, the levana is in front of you. It means the mitzvah is right here in front of you. All you have to do is be mekadesh. Yet, we're not concerned that the mitzvah is in front of us, that the mitzvah is here. Yet, we go and we are mavir the mitzvah. And we wait until Motzei Shabbos to do the mitzvah min amuvcher. Says the Chacham Tzvi, we see that although the birchas halavona, the zman is chal b'mei achoel, we are mamshich u'mesalkin oiso, we push it, we delay it, we overlook it till Motzei Shabbos. What do we see from Kiddush Levona, the Chacham Tzvi wants to taina? That even the mitzvah is kvar lefonecho. The mitzvah is already in front of us, but if you can do it later, behidur. So we're not concerned of being maver the mitzvah. We are ma'acher the mitzvah. So here too, even though the Neirish Shalshava, are Muchan Lahadlik, have been prepared in order to be Madlik, but if you can do it, Behidr Al Yedei Shemen, he says, then we are Deuche, the Neirish, and Mekan Neirish of Shemen's eyes. If we can do it, the Kiddush Levona, says the Chacham Tzvi, although the Levona is here, the mitzvah is in front of us during the week, and we ignore it. Why? Waiting to be able to do it more, Behidr. The same thing, even though you have the Neirish Shalshava Muchanim Lefanecha, the Levon is also Muchan Lefanecha, says the Chacham Tzvi. The Levon is also Muchan Lefanecha. And yet, we're not concerned. We still delay it, and we are Ma'acher to do it later, Behidur. Same thing with Neirish Shalshava, even though it's here in the Menorah. He says, if you have the opportunity to do it with B'Shem Zayis, we're going to be marked to do it with B'Shem Zayis. That's one thing. Then he says another thing. Tzedek HaChaim Tzvi says, V'zichroini, I remember. Apparently he didn't have the Sefer in his library at that time that he wrote this tshuva, but he remembers seeing it. So he writes as follows. V'zichroini sheroisi b'Sefer Chassidim. I remember seeing in the Sefer Chassidim, of course, Rabbi Yudah Chosid, who writes, Shimhoiso Yiriya Ksuva b'Sefer Torah. Now, imagine you have a Sefer Torah, beautifully written Sefer Torah. There happens to be one Yiriyah, one section, a chelik of a parsha. No, Yiriyahs and Sefer Torah sewn together. Yiriyahs, Yiriyahs, Yiriyahs. Then you have a full Sefer Torah. Because when it's written, you know, you don't write it on one long. Later on, they're sewn together. All the different sections are sewn together with the Gidin appropriately according to Halacha. Yeah, it just turns out that one Yiriyah was written by either by a Sefer, by a different cipher, or maybe the same cipher, this Yerid just didn't come out good. No shal of kashrus, Rabbi said. It's kosher. But you know what? It's a ksiva sheini yofa. It's a ksiva which is much. It's not that appealing. It's not such a nice ksav. So it says the Sefer Chassidim, Umotza achekach cipher uman, v'lav lor muvak. Then he comes across a cipher, who's a very skilled cipher, who's willing to rewrite the Yerid. Says the Sefer Chassidim, she mitzvah lahachlif hayiriya b'noah hemena. Imagine what you're doing. Sefer Chassidim says, you know what? Take out that yiriya. It's there. It's there. It's part of the Sefer Torah. It's being used. Says the Sefer Chassidim, you have a Sefer who has a more beautiful ksav. Let him rewrite a new yiriya and remove that, let's call it inferior, quote. But take out the yiriya, which is ksivish eniyofa, and replace it. Says the Chacham Tzvi, you know what you're doing here? The Yiriyah has already been koimoy mamish. It's sewn into place. It's part of the Sefer Torah. Who knows? Maybe we read 500 times already from the Sefer Torah. This Yiriyah is mamish in business. It's a chelik of a Sefer Torah. Yet the Sefer Chassidim says, you know what? But if you can find a nicer Yiriyah, you have a Sefer is able to rewrite it, you take out that Yiriyah, which is not as beautiful, to be able to do it behidur. Tainus the Chacham Tzvi. So Koshkin, he says, in our case, he says, with the Neri Shel Shavar just prepared, they're just muchen. Nothing happened. They're just muchen the hablik. In my opinion, Zacham Tzvi, there's no reason that a person should have to feel that he has to continue with the Neri Shel Shavar, but rather remove the Neri Shel Shavar and do it behidu with Shema's eyes. And then he adds an extra caveat. He says as follows. Especially, remember we mentioned the Maral. Mishabura said that the Shita Maral says you're not even yoitzer with Neri Shel Shavar. Okay, we don't paskin that way. But there is such a tzad. So he says, "Ubi Yosef lo das hagoyim around the Prague shekosa b'sifra ner mitzvah shekol amadlik ner chanukah b'shav lo yotzi dechavosa klal." Listen to this: "Uberchoso levatolo." Going around the Prague, going around. Berchoso levatolo. Quoting now the Chacham Tzvi, the way he's quoting the Maral in Prague. The berchoso levatolo ner shel shavet. The hiflig ledabra binyazeh. And he went really all out. He went all out. The Maral in Prague went all out regarding this. The av de nohug alnes. And the Chamsi is very quick to add, even though the Velt fits that we don't paskin like the Maral. The Abdu Noi Galma Bimdina Salol, he says, like the pointed out in the Trumas Adeshin. But the reason is, he said, the reason we're not Noig that way, not is why we makel. Why we makel, not as we are makel, we use candles. The reason is Krakos of Atam, Mishum She'en Shem Mazayis Motsu Ilahem. So that's why we don't follow the Maral in Prague. He said, but we do use Neiris. Ho B'yesh Noi Tachas Yodoi. But if someone clearly has the ability to use shemen, lo nistapik odom me'oilom, nobody ever had a suffix, shemaniach nereshel shaiva, that you should leave the nereshel shaiva, av chikvar hidbikom bekoistel, even though they're stuck already on the wall, ready to light, letzer chanukah, umadlik b'shemen zayis, and it should be madlik shemen zayis, says shebole achekah. And it goes on really to cement this point. The Chamsi says, listen, according to the Shvus Yaakov, that being that the Neri Shel Shaiva already in place, then we should not go for the Hidur of Shem Azayis, but we should be Mamshech. But we should be Mamshech to use Neri Shel Shaiva. And we should be Mevater. We should be Mevater, lose the Hidur. He says, let me ask you a question, he says. Can you imagine a Yid on Sukkos? Imagine a Yid on Sukkos, you know, he couldn't afford to buy the nicest Esrit. He has a kosher Esrit. It's not the nicest Esrit. Okay, so he takes his Esrit, kosher Esrit, and takes his Lulav. And he's ready to make the bracha. All of a sudden, somebody comes in and says, here, b'matona, he says, $200 esrei. Here, b'matona. A beautiful, gorgeous esrei. comes out according to the Shvus Yaakov L'Choyre, you don't take the beautiful esrog. You already have in your hand. You already have in your hand the esrog and the lulav, which is kosher. You're not allowed, right, to leave and be mevaza that which you have in your hand. Just like you're not allowed to be mevaza the neri shel shaivo. And to you, Shem Zayis, even though it's more hitter, it'll come out, on Sukkot it'll come out. Says a Chacham Tzvi, says, I can't hear that. I can't hear that, that you're holding, he says, a lower quality esrog, and somebody comes in, mamish is ready to give you a beautiful esrog, that you'd not be allowed to use that beautiful esrog. And he goes on to say as follows. He says, Im kvaloka acho esrog, she'ena muhuder biyodei levarech, according to the Shvus Yaakov, it would come out. According to the Shvus Yaakov, it would come out if you already took the esrog, which is not muhuder. Va'achloi birech, hevi eloi bechinam, esrog yofi she'en kamoyu, v'nostoloi b'matone, lefi devarav, according to the Shvus Yaakov, lo yevarech, kim alorishin she'ena muhuder. So it comes out, he should not make a bracha on the beautiful esrog, but on the one that's not muhuder. Chachan Tzvi, look at the Loshin, he says, V'dovar zeh nishtake v'loy nemar. He says, we cannot do it. It's impossible to say such a thing. And he concludes with the following words. V'hadovar bor, he is so clear by himself, says the Chachan Tzvi. He says, the bein ho'esrik, whether by a esrik, u'bein b'nei rois, chanukah, u'b'chol ha'mitzvahs, she'be'oilom. He says, always, he says, y'mevarach al ha'yofe v'amehuder, v'yoytzebo yidei chayvosoi, av she'bo b'achroino, even though it came b'achroino. So, we have here a very big Yisoyedinik Machloikis between a Chacham Tzvi and the Shvus Yaakov. What do? You already placed Neir Shel Shava. You thought you had no Shem Azayis. Turns out last minute you have Shem Azayis. According to Shvus Yaakov, you're stuck already. Nothing. Can't do anything. Give the Shem Azayis to somebody else. Leave it for tomorrow. Can't use it now. Now you have to use Neir Shel Shava. Whereas according to Chacham Tzvi says, no doubt on my mind, he says, you use the Shem Azayis. Don't be concerned about the Neir Shel Shava. Neir Shel Shava is kaidem still before the mitzvah. Kozman is still before the mitzvah. You still have the ability to do the mitzvah the best possible way. Use Shem Azayis. Use Shem Azayis. You have an esrog in your hand that's not muhuder, and somebody comes in the last minute and gives you a beautiful esrog. Take the beautiful esrog and drop the other one. Yes. You do the mitzvah the best possible way. This is machoid. So Lamaise comes out, the maskonos achroinim is taken like the Chacham Tzvi. They should leave the Neir Shel Shava. Even though he had him already stuck in Muchan, should leave it. Interesting, the Chidor paskens this way, first of all, in the Birkei Yosef. Chidor, again, writing close to 100 Svarim or so. The Chidor writes in the Sefer Birkei Yosef, in Metor Fesha and Gimel, and he writes the following. And he starts with Anivis, he says, as if to say, like, who am I to mix into these Gedoyle Yisroel, is it the Chacham Tzvi, the Shvus Yaakov? So he says, Va'ano bir yekala. It's G'day just to see the Lishoinus of Gedoyle Yisroel. You learn a lot just from the way they write. By the way, just to mention to you, Reb Chaim Berlin, Chaim Berlin, who's later in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, the son of the Netziv, writes in the Hagdomah. Chaim Berlin wrote the Hagdomah to his father. The Netziv wrote the Netziv, but he also wrote a Pirush on Shas called Merei Meisode, right? 5-6 Chalokim, all over Shas. The Netziv. So he writes in the Hagdomah. He says, of all the Mepharshim that my father Netziv liked to learn, was Rabbi Kiva Eiger. So writes the Chaim Berlin. Kiva Eiger was my father's, if you want to say, this was his mentor, Kiva Eiger. Learning from the Sfarim of Kiva Eiger. He goes, Atke de Kach, this is just the pellet, just to see, again, I say what you learn from the Hagdom, you get a little bit of a glimpse of the personalities of Gedolei Yisrael. You really touch of the personality. But Chaim Berlin, he says, they came out of my time, Chaim Berlin says, he says, a biography of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. And I was sure, he said, that my father is going to want to swallow, being he was such a beloved, he says, Talmud, learning from the Svarim of Kiva Eiger, that he probably couldn't wait just to start reading the biography. Like, you know, you can see biography is coming up. He said, didn't even want to open it. He says, I know more about Kiva Eiger, he says, by learning his Torah, than any, he says, biographer will be able to try to describe Kiva Eiger. I see it firsthand from his own writing. You know, the biggest biography of Kiva Eiger is Kiva Eiger himself. Because how much Yerushalayim, he says, I can see in the way Kiva Eiger writes a tshuva. So sometimes just from the lishoinus of how a Gadol writes, there's other things to be learned besides the etzem halacha as well. The side things, if your eyes are sensitive, to pick up from the lishoinus of Gadol Yisroel. So in any case, so here the Chidor writes, Vano ber yekala, he says, B'yemei chorfi kemat shovarti, he says, L'divreim, he says, B'sifri hakotin shar yosef, B'shom helisi, B'aniyusi, the chol shal hischa b'mitzvah, if he didn't start the actual mitzvah, after kvar heichin hadover lasois, even though I already prepared it, the neiris are there, but I didn't start lighting yet. Im nizdamen loy lasis mitzvah. If a mitzvah comes across, mitzvah namufcher, yase mitzvah namufcher. So passing the chidah. The chidah paskins, I take the side of the chacham tzi. Forget about the Ner Shel Shaiva and go ahead and use the Shem Azayis. By the way, if you take a look at the Nor Sameach, it's also Mashmi, he agrees with that. Sameach. Nor Sameach. In Perek Yud of Hilke Shabbos. Also the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva Bim Koyim in Shulchan Aruch is a Marech in this. Also agrees with the Chacham Tzvi. And so on and so forth. And other achroyim as well, which is too numerous really to mention, which take the position of the Chacham Tzvi, that in fact, if you're able to do it with mitzvah and amufka, this Charles Tshuva Yad Elio from Lublin, and so on and so forth. We basically follow the same chitit. By the way, this is also Charles Tshuva Sholomeshim, Madura Tinyona, Chel Gimel, Simit Tzadik Dalet, and so on. Now, interesting thing is, the Prima Goda makes a pshara. It's half of a fella. Case in point, again, the Shaila was, he prepared his Ner Shel Shaiva, and the Shaila is, should he leave the Ner Shel Shaiva? Because now Shem and Zayis approached. So again, the Chacham Tzvi says, yes, leave the Ner Shel Shaiva. Comes the Prima Godim and says as follows. This is what he says in Metofresh Ayin Vov. Davke if Shem and Zayis came. What about if it's not Shem and Zayis? What happens if some Azola oil came? It's kosher for Narchanike, but it's Stam Shemen. Prima Godim says, for Stam Shemen not. You have your Ner Shel Shaiva ready, and the Shaila is, you have now Shem Azayis? Yes. Shem Azayis is really mitzvah namufcher. So if you have Shem Azayis, then it's mutter to leave the Ner Shel Shaiva, says the Prima Godim, and Bimkoimo use the Shem Azayis. However, not Shar Shmanim. Interesting thing. That's a personal opinion of the Prima Godim. So a bit like the Chacham Tzvi and a little bit like the Shvus Yanki, depending what type of oil. If it's Shem Azayis, leave the Ner Shel Shaiva. But for the sake of Stam Shmanim, it's not enough. The hidra of using stam oil over Neiris Shoshav is not enough that you should abandon. About the Ketchila Shemen is over Neiris. All kinds of Shemen. But if you have the Neiris Shoshav, according to the Prima Godim, already ready, and you want to leave it for the hidra of Shemen, Shemen's eyes, yes. But Stam Shemen says, don't go that far, not to do that. So, Akoponim, so this is what it comes out. Again, this is a difference of opinion of that, but that's the Prima Godim Shita. Now, there's no question, says the Shari Tshuva, that everybody agrees. In other words, the Chacham Tzvi also agrees that if a person started already to make the brocha, even though he didn't light yet, in other words, Vahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Shem Azayis! Can somebody go very quickly, switch it? Well, let's say you have somebody comes and puts another menorah next to you. Right, you started making the brocha, Vahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Ner Shel Shaiva, comes you, puts a second menorah right in front. All you have to do is just go like this. Just make a left turn or a right turn. Do what he says. So, comes the Shari Tshuva, says no. Even though you didn't do the mitzvah yet, you only did the bracha, but that's called already haschol. Once you did the bracha, even the Chacham Tzvi will not allow you to abandon the Ner Shel Shaiva to go to the Shem Azayis. The hachon itself, the Chacham Tzvi says, you can forget about it. You're allowed to be maver on the hachon of Shem of Ner Shel Shaiva. But if you start to make the bracha on Ner Shel Shaiva, even though the mitzvah wasn't started yet, that's enough of haschol. The bracha is already enough of haschol. Let's leave it. Interesting thing, he says, you know, how far do you split this? You started the brocha. Start the brocha where? Before the Shem or after the Shem? How far does this go? Before the Shem, L'chayr doesn't have a Shem brocha yet. Can I still switch? I didn't make the brocha yet. So comes the Yoruch HaShulchan, some Tov Reshayin Gibul, and says the Yoruch HaShulchan, and he says, She'afim hischil ha-brocha, he says. If he started the brocha, he says, even though he didn't say the shame, he said, Baruch ato yigmor v'lo yachlifam b'shemen. Ki kvar niskatshu neres ha-shaiva b'tchilis ha-brocha, and it's a bizoyen to be merachik them because of hidra mitzvah. So Orach HaShulchan Tainis, once you started the brocha, even you didn't say the shame yet, you cannot switch anymore. It's too late. But I want to tell you, Rav Shlomo Kliger does not agree with that. And it's the Shas Yitshuvas, Elef L'cho Shloime, he says, Nochmer, he says, he tines even more, he says, if you already made the bracha, means you made the bracha after the Shem, he says, you can't change. But Kolzman, you didn't say the Shem, certainly, he says, then you still have the ability to change. No, so we have this, as we say, these Gevaldig opinions in terms of how to deal with Neris Shel Shaiva versus Neris Shel Shemen. Which brings us now to the following issue. The next few minutes, whatever we have left. The emes is, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when you're talking about Ner Shel Shai and Ner Shel Shemen, you shouldn't mix. Mishnah Berurah says, it's a Mitov Reshai and Gimel. Let's put it this way. He says that a person is going to go and he's going to mix, he means Shaiva and Achelik B'Shemen. In other words, what he's going to do is like this. It's fifth night. You know, three Neris Shemen, two Neris Shel Shava. She said, no, you don't. Either you have to be uniform. Either it's Neris Shel Shava, he says, or you use oil. Not a Pesach Hashdei HaSifim. Can't do both. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, but you can mix oil with oil. In other words, I don't have enough Shemen Zayis. I have Shemen Zayis only for two lamps. Then I have other oil for three. That you can do because all Shemen looks like it's Shemen with Shemen. So to use a Chelik, Shemen, a Chelik, Shaiva, that you shouldn't do. But a Chelik, this kind of a Shemen, a Chelik, another kind of a Shemen, that's fine. That you can do. As a matter of fact, the Eish Lavram says if a person has Shemen Zayis Mitzumtzim, you can take other oil and mix them together even in the same lamp. So I have a few drops Shemen's eyes and a few drops other oils. There's no problem mixing Shemen with Shemen, and that you can do. It's fine. But we find out from the Chacham Tzvi, and that's why I mentioned, but I didn't say what it was when I mentioned the Shaila of the Chacham Tzvi, which comes at another Chiddush Lalocha, just from the Shaila itself, which he wasn't addressing altogether. But from the Lush of the Shaila comes out a tremendous Chiddush Lalocha. And what is that? Mishnah Berurah says in Tov Reshayin Gimel Siv Kotun Chov Ches, Kozva Asforim, Shetoiv, Kol echot yatriach lasis le menoyre yofel lefi koichoy. There's a hider in the quality of the menoyre. You hear that? Mishnah Berurah said. There's a hider in the quality of the menoyre. So a person should buy lefi koichoy according to how he could afford to buy a menoyre yofel. Shetoyv kol echot yatriach lasis le menoyre yofel lefi koichoy. In other words, that's also bechlal hider mitzvah. Bechlal hider mitzvah is also the menoyre. Well, interesting thing is that the Chesed Avrom, who is the Zayde, the grandfather of the Chidah, actually is brought down in the Poskim, Ayin Bishari Tshuva, as you'll see, that brings down that there's a hierarchy of 15 madregas in qualities of materials in Menorah. Going from higher to lower, and he starts, I'll just give you a few of them. He says, Aleph Kli Zohov. I haven't seen anybody use that yet. Kli Zohov. Beis is Kli Kesef. Gimel is Nechoshes. Then there is, it says, there's yellow nechoshes and there's red nechoshes, that's dalad. Hay is metal. Number five is metal, kli barzel, stam metal. Stam metal, that's number five. He said, vov, zayin, ches, glass. Glass is number eight. Kli zchuches is number eight. And the bottom, number 15, is klifos eitz ha'aloin. They use the bark of an aloin tree. Some say it's an acorn tree, whatever. So take the klifa, right? You make a receptacle and you put it. And you put in oil. That comes out to be number 15. So because it comes out that there's a hider in what type of a menorah we use. Therefore, the Shiloh came out and was asked in the Shal Shuvah Shev Dalevi from Rav Osner. If you notice, again, going back again to the stores that they have today, you know, all new kinds of inventions, especially people have beautiful menorahs, and you know, there's a lot of big difficulty to clean the menorah, you know, after Hanukkah. So what do? They came up, the thing is they have this glass. These glass little receptacles that's made, it's fashioned in a way that they fit right into the menorah. So you put the oil into the glass. The glass is held up by the menorah. Fine, gvaldik, clean as a whistle. Finish your life. There's nothing to do. Just put the menorah back after Hanukkah the way you took it out. That's it. It's a gvaldik invention. The Shiloh was asked to Rav Osner, he says, is that okay? Why? Because being that the Chesed Lavrom came and told us that there's a hider in the quality of the menorah. And he pointed out glass happens to be number eight. When you put these glass kalim inside the menorah, so you have, imagine, a guy goes in Shver bottom, you know, $2,500 gewaldige menorah, and now he goes and puts glass inside and he's lighting a glass. Did he lose the hider of the silver menorah? Being that we see that this is a gewaldige inyan, that a person should have a menorah yofel lefi koichoy, and being Rav Ozer says that the Chesed Avram gives us 15 different sugim of kelim. So Mamela, he says, Zekeli van Veyu, Vinishelis Ashaile was the Misha Malik b'menorah shel kesef, v'nehagim lahachnis ba kli ketano shel zchuchis, b'gviim hakvuim shel ha-menorah de kesef, v'nimse de lamaise madlik b'kli zchuchis. So maybe it's not better to pour the oil directly into the silver menorah. Then you're lighting with a menorah shel kesef. Otherwise, you're lighting tzchuches for all intents and purposes. You're lighting glass. You lost the hiddur of the gevaldik menorah. So he goes on to say as follows. So he says that the chesed l'Avraham, when he talks about kelim, you know, in terms of the menorah, he points out and he says that all of these 15 kelim, he says, all these 15 kelim materials, there's one more criteria. He says that kol ha'tezvav kelim she'ein yecholim lamoid me'elo b'lismicha, if they are not fashioned, that they can stand on their own without support, and not they'll topple over, einem ruim l'ner chanukah. One of the fundamental definitions of a kli is that yecholim lamoid me'elo. A kli that it cannot stand on its own without support is not called a kli. So the Chesed l'Avraham, if you want to use any of the 15 materials, you have to make sure that it's fashioned in a way that it can stand on its own without support. It won't topple over. If not, he says it's not called a kli. In other words, the Chesed l'Avraham, you find out a new chiddush. You find out a new chiddush in Ner Chanukah, that Ner Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai, needs a kli. In other words, I would say, you would ask me, what's the definition of Ner Chanukah? So the definition of Ner Chanukah, you know what a Ner? Ner is Eish and Shemen. What is Ner? Eish and Shemen, that's a Ner. Chesed l'Avraham says, you're wrong. Three things. Eish, Shemen, Keli. Three things. That's called a Ner. Definition of a Ner is Eish, Shemen, and Keli. And if you need a definition, you need a Kli. And if you don't have a Kli, you're not Yoytze Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. So, the emissary of the Tshuva is Avni Nezer. We're going to conclude Mamish in 2 minutes. Comes the Avni Nezer, and the Avni Nezer says in the Tshuva, in Orchaim, Siman Tov Kuf, L'chayre, he said, I can find a Raya, Takedishite. Where did he get this from? Where get the suit from that? For Ner Chanukah, you need a Kli. Eish and Shemen. That's what a Ner is. You need a Kli as well. I can bring you a Raya because there's a Gemara in Yumadav Chodalit, where the Gemara asks Akashi, that he's Zor, who is possible, of course, to do the Avodah. So the Gemara asks Akashi, Zor Shesider HaMenoyre Lechayiv. In other words, it was not so well known, by the way, that the Menoyre, that the lamps were removed in order to clean them and so on. The menorah in the Mikdash were removed, the upper lamps, and then they were replaced. So the Gemara says and asks, what happens if the Zohar would replace, put it back, reconnect the lamps that were removed from the menorah? The Gemara says, Kashi lechayev, that the Zohar should be chayev. Should be chayev because they did an avoid as a Zohar. Fred asks, the Nezer says, I don't understand. Where do we find an avoida, he says. Hatovas aneiris, avoida is to clean the neiris. But kviya is neiris, to be kviya neiris is not an avoida. Why should a zor be chayiv? If a zor went and reconnected the lamps on the menorah, what's the happen should be chayiv? The teretz says the Avni Nezer, ach, im hakli beklal aner. But if the kli is part of the ner, shapir hab avoida, it says, yaroich es aneirois lifnei Hashem, and the kli is beklal. So being that you need a kli, if a kli is an essential halacha, if a kli is essential halach in the menorah, so therefore it says yaroch es aneiros. That was the definition of neiros. Neiros is the kli as well. And if a zor did that, he did an avoda. That's why the Gemara has a havi min should be chayv. The reason that the chayv for a different reason. The Gemara goes on to say there. So Kliponim says Avni Nezer. You see from that Gemara that the definition by menorah at least that you needed a kli, and being that Ner Chanukah is fashioned, Rechazal were mesaking Ner Chanukah dumiyah the menorah should be mikdash. So just by menorah should be mikdash the halacha of the kli. So the same thing by Ner Chanukah is also a loch of a kli. And just very bekitzes because we don't have time, but Rabbi Vodner says, it's Lav Davke, he says, the Raya of the Avni Nezer, because even though the Ner Chanukah is Dumi the Menorah of Migdish, but clearly it's just Beremes, it's not in all of its halachas. For example, what's the best Raya? Because the Chesed Avraham himself says you can lose 15 different materials. You can lose Klife, he says you can lose from the bark of an almond tree. A menorah of a mikdash cannot be made out of, it's not kosher. Try to make a menorah of a mikdash, you can't use all these 15 different materials. The menorah of a mikdash has to be zohar, Torah, has to be particularly as the Torah tells us how to do. And yet, Ner Chanukah, we can use all the different materials. So, Behecher, we don't need it to be dumi at the menorah in every way. So, Melech Zitochi, you don't need a kli either. Zitochi, you don't need a kli either. And so on and so forth. Why am I mentioning this? Do you remember when the Chacham Tzvi was asked the same kashe, or the shaila, that the Shavus Yaakov was asked, regarding a person who prepared his Nerishil Shaiva, and then he came across what? Shemiz Ais? Let's remember the Moshul. The Moshul that Chacham Tzvi was, the Moshul was that he took Nerishil Shaiva, vihidbikoi bekoistel. Let's repeat it. He took Nerishil Shaiva, and it was stuck to a wall. That's not a menorah. That's a hechatimtzah to have Neris in a mokim that you'll be able to light. So without even addressing himself to our Shaila, you see, inadvertently, again, you have to be medayik. You see, that's not a problem. You don't need a kli. All you need is a ner, a psila, a candle, and you need oil. Or you need an esh. That's all you need. Which means to say, according to that, basically, by the way, if someone doesn't have a neir, you can take a piece of silver paper, you can stick a ner onto the silver paper. You don't need a neir. And all that's all. But according to the Chesed Avraham, on the other hand, and according to the Avnei Nezer, they need a din of a kli, not going to be yotze that way. But the menorah needs to be a kli, and therefore the neighbors or the shaman have to be put into a kli. Because that's the shame there. It's essential to the shame there. So says Rav Ozer Rav Yosef, this we conclude. So it's Yitokhan, says Rav Ozer, that our shaila, whether regarding the glass, he says whether the glass can be used as an insert in the menorah, whether this takes away from the heater of the menorah, like we said, does it mean you're lighting in glass? Right? Does it mean you're lighting glass? Or somehow it does not take away from the heater of using a silver menorah? So says Rav Ozer, and Yitokhan stole in this shaila. And he wants to be toil and say as follows. That if we say that ner Chanukah, definition of a ner, is that you need a kli, so that glass receptacle is needed for the etzim, it's not just the hechatimtze, but that glass receptacle is the kli in which you are lighting the ner Chanukah. So therefore it has an identity bifnei atzmoi, because it's a chefze bifnei atzmoi that's needed for the shame ner, so it doesn't become both of the menorah. Because the lighting is being done, that is the kli that is holding the oil, and that's where the psila is. And therefore, when you put that into the menorah, it still is a dover bifnei atzmoi. It's a ner bifnei atzmoi. And then you're lighting in glass, you're not lighting in a silver menorah. But if you say that what? That halacha does not, and others, you know, chal don't need a kli. So the role of the glass is just a chetimtzit to keep oil in it. But it doesn't have a halachic role, that you have need of a kli. So now if it's put into the menorah, it's bottled to the menorah. Because the menorah is the menorah. The glass is just a chetimtzit to hold the oil, but there's no din kli. So there's no halachic role that the glass, that the receptacle of the glass plays, because you don't need a halachic kli. So a male just a hechatimtz of holding the oil, and you're putting it all into the silver menorah, so it becomes bottled to the menorah, and therefore you are lighting in a silver menorah. L'alocha l'maisa, most poskim do not mention this concept that you need a kli. By the way, if you need a kli, what it would mean is, children sometimes come up with these ideas, I guess in the nursery or someplace, you take a potato, hollow it out, you put in oil, and here, I made my own menorah. If you need a kli, a potato is not a kli. You're not going to be yotze. But if you tell me that what, that you don't, there's no halacha of a kli by Ner Chanukah, then fine. Anything that is able to burn, that's able to light, you have oil, and you have a wick, and you light it, you're going to be yotze. So the emissary, the Mishnah Berurah himself, every time, when you talk about all the various halachas, never was a mentioned interesting thing, the idea that you have to have a kli. So basically, this is the Ikar HaSekhomis HaPoiskim, that really, you don't need a halacha of a kli, it's not ma'akiv, but kaponim, if we can, as we see, Baruch Hashem, we are able to be mamal in our days, times, we don't have these difficulties. So invariably, they are kalim. By the way, regarding the shaila, if you need a kli, by the way, if you do need a kli, regarding this glass insert, which cannot stand bifnei atzmoi, if it cannot stand bifnei atzmoi, so maybe, by the way, it does not have a shem kli. It does not have a shem kli. Right? It does not have a shem kli. So Rav Ozer wants to say as far as that being that they are fashioned and designed, that the only way to use it is by putting him in mitchila, so therefore it is considered to be a kli. But the fact is, because this is derech tashmishoy, the whole derech tashmishoy is only to use it that way. So it will have a shem kli, and b'chol eifim you have a kli, and then you can be yotze mitzvah snef. You can use it. Yeah, that's about it.